Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Time right now is 8:30. Good Friday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. Good morning. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest will approach to this like Jeopardy here. We'll describe her first. If you're watching on the Facebook page, you already know who she is. But she was elected mayor of Carrollton in 2019, took office in January of 2020. Current term expires in December 31st, 2027. Grew up in Bowdoin, graduated from Bowdoin High School. She and her husband, Don, live here in Carrollton. Began her career in public service in the city of Bowdoin, where she worked for more than 17 years. 1997, she became probate court judge for Carroll County. Served for 22 years before retiring in December of 2018. She and Don have three daughters and three grandchildren. Her name is Betty Kaysen, again, mayor of Carrollton. Good morning.
Good morning. And you didn't say that I started when I was really young.
Very young.
When you add all those years up, it makes me sound old.
I don't know if people think about it. They know that it's not. They know you're still a young kid. So, hey, good morning. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
How was summer?
Summer was good. It was hot, but we had...
It's unofficially over, I guess.
Yeah, point, right? Yeah. But, it was good.
A lot of events again this year in Carrollton, and the Lakeshore Park officially opened all this year.
Yeah.
What Carrollton didn't have this year was the big swimming hole.
That's true. But it's going to be worth the wait. And, you know, people said, well, why did y'all do it in the summer? So the construction, it just about has to be done in the summer, because if you wait till the fall and winter, you get into
the concrete, right?
Right, the weather aspect, and then it might not be ready for next spring. And by starting in the summer, we'll be up and going and ready to go when the warm weather comes back next May.
Is the maximum capacity going to be bigger? Because, I mean, people are going to be excited to use
Yes, it is going to be bigger. The pool is the same, but there's going to be some renovations to the pool. And there will be a splash pad, and there will be picnic areas. New parking is going to come off of MLK, and some green space. So we're just really excited. And, you know, if people have seen the rendering, it is going to be really exciting. There's going to be the new clubhouse type with new changing rooms. And if you've ever been out there, you know those were probably the original ones. Mm-hmm. So we're just real excited about it. And, you know, you bring that up and you bring up Lakeshore. I mean, it's just really been a very progressive period for us, and I'm so appreciative of it. Of course, we got a $2 million grant from the state to do the water park. Then we used splash money to... sorry, it's fall. It's allergy season. To renovate Lakeshore. And I cannot tell you the positive reactions we've had with Lakeshore. You know, we have two or three that still complain, but everybody does. But, I mean, just to drive by there any day of the week and see the people out there, the children out there. Of course, we did update the playground and added a lot of things to the playground. We have a music garden in the playground, and the new covered facilities out there are used all the time. And children, I mean, people bring their children out there. They can, you know, have their snacks or their lunch or their picnic, and the children can play. They can go down to the covered pavilion on the lake and go fishing. And so, and the boardwalk is great too. That was just such a great asset to our area out there. And, you know, with our children and, well, I say our children, our juniors and seniors and all those think they're grown now, you know, the prom pictures and, you know, pictures we see all the time out there. And, I mean, you know, it gave them a new place to go.
Betty Cation, Mayor of Carrollton, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Before I started working here, you know, I lived a little north of Carrollton, and didn't come to Carrollton for anything, but I did come here for the Sandcastle Playground with my son. I haven't been down that. I haven't been down that road to look at it, but
it
was a fabulous place. It's still maintained and everything.
It still is. We've done some renovations to that also. It was in need of some love, and we've done that to, you know, to try to keep it maintained, and because it's still used. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is still used
huge,
a lot.
I mean, for a little kid, for a 3 or 4 year old kid, it's huge and offered a lot of stuff. I mean, it just popped in my head. I mean, I haven't even thought about it in 10 years, I bet. But you're talking about the kids playing at the.
Well, you know what? We had somebody come to visit us, and they said, I have never seen so many parks in one city. Mm-hmm. And when you start looking around at all the little parks that we have throughout the city, we have a lot of parks. And that's really good because, you know, sometimes the one on College Street, at Smith Park, right there at the intersection of City Hall Avenue and College Street. I don't know how many weddings I did in that pavilion out there. I mean, the little gazebo thing, and there was a swing out there. So, you know, the parks kind of meet everybody's needs, and we're real excited about that. And, you know, we try to bring recreation and for everybody, whatever the age is.
You mentioned a grant that benefited, I guess, the building of Lakeshore. You and I talked earlier this week about a $9.2 million grant, right? That's going to benefit Maple Street.
You know, and this is so hard to be excited in lieu of everything that's happened in the last week or so in our community and other communities. But I'm telling you, when we got that call Tuesday afternoon that we had been awarded $9.2 million for the Maple Street Corridor Project, I mean, you talk about a dream come true. That was a dream come true because we basically were at the point. We had about 25 members of this committee, business owners, residents, community leaders, community partners, Georgia Power, EMC, you know, just everybody was on this committee. And, I mean, we've been working on it probably 2.5 years. And we were basically to the point now that, okay, we've got these plans, so where's the money coming from? So I can't say enough about Haley Beaver. She is our grant writer for
the
city.
She's a superstar. Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, you know, it's unreal. We've been so blessed.
Every time you say something, though, publicly about her, she's thinking, ka-ching.
Yeah.
I mean, she's going to start, you know, putting in for the raises.
No, she is one of the most humblest people I think I've ever known. She, you know, you can tell her thank you. You can tell her how great she is. And she just smiles and says thank you.
And she had a birthday.
Yes, she did.
I saw it in the kitchen at City Hall. It was noted on there, and I wished her a birthday. And she's like, "What?" You know, it was a week early. So anyway, Betty Cason, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, that Maple Street Corridor Committee that came, you know, about the time after they had beautified Bankhead Highway. So the next step was going to be Maple. And, you know, that grant, you know, $9.2 million, what will that go towards?
Okay, the grant is actually called Safe Streets and Roads for All. And this is basically to make that corridor more pedestrian, bicycle, traffic
friendly,
and doing that, there will be beautification in it, and so we're very excited. And I think people will, I mean, after the Bankhead project was done and people realize just what some landscaping can do, some lighting can do, the brick, I mean, you look at them and you think they're brick pavers, but it's some kind of asphalt, I don't know what the name of it is, but anyway, that's actually put on the existing street to make it look like it's pavers. And that just, I mean, those kind of things just enhance the street so much, and the businesses. And, you know, one of the things that came out of the committee was to bury the power lines on Maple Street. But, you know, of course, now if somebody wants to give us about $30 million,
is that it?
That's it. We will be glad to take it and bury those lines and enhance all the businesses there. But
wouldn't it benefit those the power companies to do it themselves? I mean, they save them from, you know, collapsing.
You know, it's funny you said that. It's not just the power lines. It is your power lines. It's your telephone lines.
Internet,
it's your
for some.
Internet. And the other thing, too, is we've made a push to clean up some of those lines, because what will happen is a company will come in and they'll have these lines, and then they'll go over to, maybe a more higher powered line, and those lines just stay there. And so we've really pushed to make lines that are not in actual use to be removed. And, of course, you know, you're dealing with sometimes people who don't really care.
Betty Cason is mayor of the city of Carrollton, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. She's also the third person on the Community Voice program to sample our fine hot chocolate, and she loves it as well, right?
Is great. You know, hot chocolate is one of those things that you have to get just right, because if it's too sweet, it's not good. If it's not sweet enough, it's not good. But this, right on the dot. You did good.
Sheriff Terry Langley, also Michelle Morgan. It's salted caramel.
Is it? Oh,
so
okay.
When you come on the Community Voice, you're going to want to try it.
And in this new, really pretty WLBB blue cup.
Series 3, cups. So, all right, time right now is 8:41. My name is Colin Worthington. Again, Betty Cason, our guest. We'll take our first break. We're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to post those, and I'll take a look at those during the break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. Our guest is City of Carrollton Mayor Betty Cason. Housing is always a topic in Carrollton. What's the good, the bad? You know, what do we need at this point?
Well, you know, I think I've talked about this before. We brought in a consultant, and he is known throughout the state and actually throughout the nation. His name is John Hunt. And a few years ago, we met with him. We invited the Planning Commission, the school board, just to come in and talk about what the housing looked like, what the changes are. And, you know, I was thinking about, and I know I'm going to go down a little bit of a rabbit hole here, but this morning I was thinking about the Appalachian High School shooting, and I don't know if you know, but that Coach Aspinwall was actually
a story yesterday on that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I missed it, but yeah, a UWG graduate, grew up in Rome, and you know, I was thinking, I had a little bit of kickback on some things I had said during my campaign about gun control, and it's not gun control. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, you know, somebody that has their pistol, their hunting gun. And I grew up sleeping under my dad's shotgun. I mean, you know, people just had different respect for guns then than people do now. And I thought, you know, it's so sad that we cannot protect our children in this country. But we were talking about grants. And I just thought about the whole thing lately. The young man from Pike County was killed, I mean, you know, in an automobile accident. And then the Bremen quarterback last week was severely injured. And then, you know, these two children. And, you know, I guess my heart goes out especially to the one of the young men who was a little bit autistic. And I don't, did you read the part from his mom, the call? She couldn't get in touch with him.
Oh, I guess I've seen that image, and I can't read that stuff. I really just can't do it.
Well, what she said was, I cannot get in touch with my son, but he's autistic. And I don't know if I can get through this or not. But please, if you find him, talk to him in a calm voice and try to help de-escalate him, not knowing that her son was dead. I mean, these kind of things. And, you know, we worked so hard. We had Georgia Recovers bus. Carrollton was selected as one of the stops yesterday. And, you know, we talk about all these things. And, you know, I cannot imagine how that mother must have felt, even though if her child had not, been deceased. You know, what those children, it's not just, I'm very blessed with my children and grandchildren. They're all great. And, you know, but I know from my years of experience what those parents go through. And regardless of where he was on the autistic spectrum, you know, those kind of things just really send them into a real frenzy. And so, you know, I think it's so sad that we cannot protect our children in school. Mm-hmm. You know, we cannot protect our young kids. And, you know, and I felt so sorry last week for the football team at Bremen, because here they had to stand there and watch their quarterback be loaded on a backboard. And at first, not knowing if he was alive or not, but then knowing that he was, but he was going to be, he was severely injured, put in an ambulance, taken off the field, and those kids played the rest of that game. I mean,
with
you
that
know,
weighing, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, the resilience I know that our children have, but it just breaks my heart that they have to go through these things. And, you know, that's my two cents on that. But anyway, we did have a great meeting yesterday with our Georgia Recovers, and Commissioner Kevin Tanner was actually here, who is the commissioner of the DBHDD, which is the Disability Development. I finally learned that acronym. They keep changing it. But anyway, he was here and spoke to the group. And also our senator was here. And, you know, we've made him very much aware of, you know, the things that we need. But anyway.
Is that U.S. Senator or State Senator?
Oh, our local State
That'd
Senator.
That would be Timothy J. Yeah. Bearden.
Yes, Mr. Tim Bearden.
I'm going to go ahead and take our I've got so much that I could talk to you about, Betty. But I think the last segment, we may take up this whole thing. I know on the ballots in November, there'll be a question.
Yes.
Which will actually mean something. It's not just one of those frivolous questions that they'll go and lobby the government the next year. This one is House Bill 581. It has to do with a statewide floating homestead exemption. And again, that'll be on the ballot this year. And I've actually reached out to some of our legislators to kind of get some input on it, to do stories on it. But I went away from those conversations believing that they were not up to date with exactly what it meant. So whether that's true or not, that's just how I felt. But Betty does have a little bit of knowledge on it, and she's going to talk about that when we come back from our first break, or our last break. Time right now is 8:48. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
.849 on this Friday Community Voice program, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And this morning we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is Betty Case, and she is the mayor of Carrollton. As I teased before we went to the break on ballots this November, along with that president thing, there'll be a question about a statewide floating homestead exemption. And I think it basically will say, do you as a voter support this? I don't know how much detail will be on there. I can't imagine enough detail will be on there for you to make a good decision, or for me to make a good decision for that matter. But I suspect the way that the question is phrased that everybody will jump on it and vote to support it.
You know, that's probably one of those questions on the ballot that'll get 100% support.
Support. Yeah. It's like, do you support this exemption?
Yes. Anytime you see tax exemption, you're more than likely going to get support. Well, you know, I've told you before, I served on the Georgia Municipal Legislative Committee, and, you know, going through this from January till April was really an experience, especially with House Bill 581, because believe me, there were several versions out there before it really got down to the passing at the last minute. And I think that's given the legislatures a break, you know, from the time it gets there and the time it gets changed and all the things that get put in there. It's really hard for them in that 40-day period to really know. But this is my understanding of it so far, and I've read it twice and, you know, all the legalese and stuff. But basically what the true meaning of it was to help taxpayers who, okay, let's say, we'll use my house, for example. On the thing, it's valued at $350,000. So if Colin came next door and built a $2 million house, then that's automatically going to make the value of my house go up. Some people like that and some people don't. When they get their tax notice, they don't like it because it's increased the value of their house. The whole motive behind this was to give, and it's a three-year period, that once you just establish your base value of your house, basically for 3 years, it doesn't go up. And there's a cap on how much it can go up. And I think it's based on the, what's the word? It's not the cost of living, but it's the, I can't think of it. But anyway, kind of the national average of increase of cost, you know, throughout. And so anyway, the cap is the main thing. Now, okay,
so that sounds like you're like, you know, most people are like, all right, great.
Yes,
I do like that.
Yes.
However, anytime there's something good, there's got to be another action to make up for that, right?
And it does require the county tax assessors to every 3 years go in and reevaluate the property. And looking at that property, you know, then there's a possibility of it going up, but then there's also a possibility of the percentage it can go up, based on the national average. Okay. So That is good, but here comes the other part. Whether or not you want to participate in this statewide homestead floating exemption.
And that'll be each government's decision, right?
Each entity that levies a tax will have the option.
Independently, they need to make that decision.
Right. We can make the decision for the city of Carrollton. The school boards, the county makes the decision for the county. The county school board makes the decision for the county school board.
And it's a one-time thing, too. You get one chance to do it.
And the city schools make their decision. Come January 1st, provided this passes, which I have no doubt that it will, they have a window from January 1st to March 1st to have public hearings and then to make a decision to opt in or opt out. Once you opt out of it, you're out of it for good.
Because you can't realize once you opt out and find problems.
Right. Yes, and go back unless the legislature changes the part of it. But I will say, and I plan to attend, the Georgia Municipal Association is great about taking legislation like this and really working with city, local governments about trying to help them understand, you know, exactly how it's going to affect them and, you know, what the parameters are and the all the different processes of it. So hopefully in the next couple of months, we'll have a better understanding of exactly how this is going to work.
And I look forward to that myself as well. But, I mean, is a potential drawback of this, if you approve that cap, I mean, that governments could feel forced to raise the millage rate
to make up for that
money?
Well, they wouldn't have a choice. Yeah, yeah, they wouldn't have a choice. I mean, you know, they would raise the millage rate to offset what the value increase would have brought in. And I'm very proud to say that because of the value increase, excuse me, and the industrial growth of our community, the city of Carrollton has not had a millage rate increase probably in almost 30 years. So that's good. We have one of the lowest millage rates of anywhere around. And, you know, I have two thoughts on that. We're very good stewards of our taxpayers' money, but we also have lots of other things that influence our assets and our funds for the year. So it's not just based on the property tax. So with that, and what the other thing people need to understand is when you set the millage rate, that affects your automobile tax, tag tax, it affects your any kind of ad valorem, your personal property, you know, your boats, your jet skis, your trailers, and all of that. I mean, it affects a wide range of things. So it's not just real property.
Time right now is 8:57. Again, Betty Kaysen has been our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. If you missed any of it, it'll be in full podcast form on our website, newstalk1330.com. It's also on the Newstalk 1330 WLVB Facebook page. It'll be both places forever and ever, at least till we change servers or then we lose stuff. You know, I mean, I've had interviews with Meadowlark Lemon, Jerry Lee Lewis's child bride, and I mean, there's like five or six interviews that I wish I'd saved, and I just assumed they would be there forever. But when we switch over servers, we end up losing them.
Yeah.
So I mean, like the ones I've done in the last 3 or 4 years that that I've enjoyed, I wish I should. There should be a lesson there.
Well, sure, and I know you want to. I know you want to save ours.
I have a nice little DVD with your face on it, Betty Kaysen. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you,
morning.
Colin, and I appreciate what y'all do for our community.
Thank you for saying. This weekend we've got a minute. David Pippin and is it Friday or is it Saturday night at the Amp?
Don't ask me.
You guys wouldn't do it on Friday because of high school football.
Right. Yeah. Right. I'm pretty sure it's Saturday night.
Just like what nobody will plan a wedding during the fall in the South because of college football, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Betty, thank you again
You're welcome.
For coming out.
My pleasure.
Monday, we're going to introduce you to our brand new sports director. We had some changes here at the Grady Communications over the last several months. We got a brand new sports director. We're going to bring him in. He's actually a pretty well-known dude. You may have heard him on the radio before. I think, is he doing football games for us right now? Joel, yeah, he's doing football games, but we'll reintroduce him on Monday's program, so I hope you will tune in for that. Have a great weekend, everybody. Community Boys has been brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.